All right, so we're going to dive into some pretty murky waters today.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that huge T-Mobile data breach back in 2021?
Yeah, the one that hit like, what, 79 million people?
79
It
million.
was massive.
Yeah, well, shit, Washington, they're not letting that one just fade away.
No, they are not.
They're hitting T-Mobile with this lawsuit claiming they were negligent and that they downplayed how bad it really was.
A whole lot of downplaying.
So we've got all these court documents, we've got security analysis, we've even got some stuff from the dark web
Oh, well.
that we need to break down here.
Okay.
Today, we're going way beyond just the headlines, you know, past that initial shock to really figure out what happened, why this wasn't just a one-time oops for T-Mobile, and what it all means for you. Yes,
Even if,
even if you don't use T-Mobile.
exactly, even if you're with a different carrier, this still
It
matters.
does.
Yeah, what I find really interesting about this lawsuit is that it's not just about, pointing fingers.
Yeah.
It's making us look at this disturbing trend we hear about data breaches all the time.
All the time.
It's almost like background noise now.
Right.
But this case, it's like a spotlight on this pattern of behavior,
Okay.
this corporate culture that maybe prioritizes profits over protecting your personal information.
Okay, so let's set the stage here.
Sure.
Picture this March 2021.
All right.
Hackers, they slip into T-Mobile systems.
Uncle.
Not just for a quick look around, but for a 5-month
Wow.
digital vacation.
A staycation.
They are lounging by the servers until August,
Oh my God.
just siphoning off social security numbers,
Yeah.
phone numbers, addresses, the whole nine
The
yards.
whole shebang.
And here's the kicker.
What's that?
They weren't content with just taking this data.
Yeah.
They put it up for auction on the dark web,
Oh, wow.
like some kind of twisted eBay for stolen identities.
It's like a digital black market.
It is crazy.
And it wasn't until 2024.
So 3 years later.
Yeah, thanks to US and Turkish law enforcement
Okay.
that these guys were finally caught.
Wow.
But think about it. What if they hadn't tried to make money off of this?
Right.
This breach could still be hiding in the shadows.
That's a chilling thought.
It is absolutely chilling.
Yeah.
And what's even more alarming,
What's up?
this wasn't T-Mobile's first time at the rodeo.
Oh no.
We're talking a company with a history of breaches.
Really?
2017,
Okay.
2018, 2019,
Wow.
2020,
Keep going.
another one in 2022.
You'd think they would have learned by then.
You would think they'd be cybersecurity pros by now.
Right, you think so.
Yeah.
Well, that's the question. Isn't it? Did they just get complacent, or are there some fundamental problems with how they approach security?
Yeah.
Look, every company can have vulnerabilities,
Sure.
but this pattern, it just suggests something deeper.
Okay.
Even in 2024,
Okay.
they had another attempted hack.
By a Chinese group called Salt Typhoon.
Yeah.
It's like they're a magnet for these cyber attacks.
So it's not just about this one breach.
No.
It's about a systemic issue.
It is.
Okay, let's get into the nitty-gritty of this Washington state lawsuit.
Okay.
They're not just saying, oh, T-Mobile messed up. They're saying T-Mobile knew about these security gaps and they just ignored them
Like ignoring a termite infestation?
until the house falls down
Exactly.
and it gets worse.
Oh no.
The lawsuit also says that T-Mobile downplayed how bad the breach was
Oh wow, to their
to
customers.
their customer.
So they weren't getting the full picture.
Right, which could have delayed them taking steps to protect
And
themselves.
then on top of that,
Yeah.
they were inconsistent with how they told people about the breach.
Right.
Some people didn't even know their social security numbers were stolen.
Wow. It's a mess.
So you've got a recipe for a major legal battle.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be big.
So what's T-Mobile saying?
What's their response? They're claiming surprise at the lawsuit, even
Really?
though they've been talking to the state since 2021.
That's interesting.
Yeah. They're saying, look, we're implementing zero trust architecture.
Okay.
We're beefing up security with phishing-resistant multi-factor authentication. We're bringing in the experts.
The big guns.
Yeah, but does any of that really erase what happened before?
That's the real question. Are these improvements actually a change in how they think about security?
Yeah.
Or are they just trying to catch up after years of ignoring people's digital safety?
Right. It's like installing a fancy security system after your house has been robbed like 5 times.
Exactly. It might stop future thieves,
Yeah.
but the damage is already done.
So are they really taking responsibility? Or is this a case of too little, too late?
That's what we need to figure out.
Exactly. We were just talking about how T-Mobile is trying to improve their security.
All those changes they're making.
But honestly, it all sounds kind of like jargon to most people.
It does, a little bit.
Like, what are they actually doing to prevent this from happening again?
Well, they keep using this term zero trust architecture.
Yeah.
Which sounds really complicated.
It does.
But it's actually a pretty smart idea.
Okay.
Basically, it means that every device, every user within their system, they're treated like a stranger at the door.
Okay.
No one gets automatic access.
So, like, even if you work for T-Mobile?
Exactly.
You don't just get to waltz in.
Nope.
Interesting.
Every request, every login is scrutinized.
Okay.
Which makes it way harder for hackers to move around once they're in.
So it's like having a bouncer at every digital entrance.
Exactly.
Checking IDs, making sure no one sneaks past.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And then there's this phishing-resistant MFA.
Right. Multi-factor authentication.
Which is?
So think of it like a supercharged version of the two-factor authentication we're all used to.
Okay.
You know, where you get a code sent to your phone or email.
Right.
This one is designed to be way more secure.
So you're telling me there's hope for people like me.
Hopefully.
Who accidentally click on every suspicious link.
Well, it's more about protecting against those really clever attacks.
Okay.
The ones that can get past the usual security measures.
The really sophisticated stuff.
Exactly.
But even with all this fancy tech,
yeah,
isn't the weakest link still us?
Oh, absolutely. Humans are always the weakest link.
We are.
That's why T-Mobile is also focusing on training their employees.
Okay.
Because even the strongest digital fortress can be broken into
right.
if someone leaves the keys lying around.
It's true.
So yeah, technology is important, but creating a culture of awareness and vigilance that's just as crucial.
It really is. So let's shift gears a bit
okay.
and talk about those millions of people whose data is already out there.
Right.
What can they do to protect themselves?
The first thing you should do
okay.
is check your credit reports.
From all three bureaus?
Yes. Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion.
Okay.
Look for anything that seems off.
Like what?
Like accounts you didn't open, inquiries you didn't authorize.
So like checking your bank statement for fraudulent charges.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But for your credit history.
And what if you do find something fishy?
Don't panic.
Okay.
But don't wait either.
Okay.
Report it to the credit bureau right away.
Got it.
You might also want to consider a fraud alert.
Okay.
Or a credit freeze.
What's the difference?
So a fraud alert basically flags your account.
Okay.
So creditors have to verify your identity before they give you any credit.
Makes sense.
And a credit freeze completely locks down your credit.
Oh, wow.
No one can open new accounts in your name.
So it's like putting your credit on lockdown.
Exactly.
Got it. What about all those phishing attempts?
Yeah, those are tricky.
They are.
Be super careful with any email or text that asks for your personal information.
Especially if it seems urgent.
Yes, or too good to be true.
Like you won the lottery.
Exactly.
You probably didn't.
Probably not. Legitimate organizations will never ask for your social security number or passwords that way.
Okay, so basically be suspicious of everything.
Pretty much when it comes to your data, trust no one.
Good advice. And of course, change your passwords.
Oh, yes, please do.
Make them strong. Make them unique.
And use a password manager if you can.
Okay.
It'll make your life so much easier.
It sounds like a lot to keep track of.
It is. But isn't peace of mind worth it?
That's a good point. And keep an eye on your bank accounts and credit card statements.
Yes, good point.
If you see any unauthorized transactions.
Report them right away.
To your bank.
Yes, immediately.
Okay, so knowledge is power.
It is.
Taking action is key.
Absolutely.
But this whole breach brings up a bigger question.
What's that?
In this digital age where everything is online, how vulnerable are we, really?
That's a big one.
It is. And what does the future hold for data security?
Yeah. Are we all doomed?
Let's try to answer those questions.
Okay.
In part three. We've really been digging deep into this T-Mobile breach.
Yeah. It's a lot to unpack.
And honestly, it's got me feeling kind of exposed.
I get it.
Like the whole digital world we're living in, it's built on this foundation that might not be as solid as we thought.
It's a scary thought.
It is. So where do we go from here?
That's the big question.
Is this just the price we pay for being connected?
Right. Is this just the new normal?
Or can we actually make things more secure?
Yeah. Can we actually build a better digital future?
I wish I had all the answers.
You too.
But the truth is these data breaches,
yeah,
they're probably going to happen more often and they're going to get even more complex.
More sophisticated, for sure.
But that doesn't mean we should just give up.
No way.
This isn't some unavoidable destiny.
It's a challenge.
And we can face it head on.
Absolutely we can.
So how do we fight back?
Well, for one thing,
yeah,
we need stronger regulations.
Okay.
Right now, data privacy laws.
Yeah.
It's like a patchwork quilt.
Different everywhere.
Exactly. They vary so much from state to state.
And country to country.
Exactly. Fair. So we need a more unified approach.
Okay.
A global approach that sets clear standards for protecting data.
Okay.
And holds companies accountable when they don't meet those standards.
So like a global digital rule book.
Yeah, something like that.
That sounds like a huge task.
It is a huge task.
But you're saying it's necessary.
It's essential. This is a global problem.
Right.
It needs a global solution.
But it's not just about governments making laws.
No, it's not.
Companies have to step up too.
Absolutely.
They need to see cybersecurity as an investment.
Not an afterthought.
Right. Not something they do after something bad happens.
Exactly. They need to be proactive.
So robust security measures.
Yep.
Regular employee training.
Mm-hmm.
And being really transparent when breaches do happen.
Transparency is key.
So it's like a shared responsibility, yeah. Like a digital neighborhood watch.
I like that analogy.
We all need to look out for each other.
We do. Yeah. And that includes you, dear listener.
Yes, you listening right now.
Stay informed about the risks.
Okay.
Take steps to protect your data.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to demand better security from the companies you use.
Right. Vote with your wallet.
Exactly.
Support organizations that are fighting for data privacy.
Yes.
And tell your elected officials what you think.
Make your voice heard. This isn't just about technology.
It's about our rights.
It's about our fundamental rights in this digital age.
It's almost like we need a digital rights movement.
I think that movement is already starting.
You do?
I do. We're seeing more and more people caring about data privacy.
That's good.
And more companies are realizing that good security is good for business.
That makes sense.
It's a slow process.
Yeah.
But I do think we're moving in the right direction.
Well, that gives me some hope.
Me too.
Because thinking about my whole digital life being out there,
yeah,
it's terrifying.
It is scary.
So let's end with a call to action.
All right.
What can you do right now to protect yourself online?
What steps can you take today?
Check your credit reports. Change your passwords.
Absolutely.
Learn about the latest scams.
Good idea.
The power is in your hands.
It is. You have more control than you think.
And remember, even small steps can make a big difference.
We can create a digital world that's not only connected,
but also safe and trustworthy.
And empowering for everyone.
That's it for our deep dive into the T-Mobile data breach.
Hope you learned something.
We've uncovered a lot.
We have.
From corporate mistakes to personal responsibility.
It's a shared responsibility.
And hopefully we've inspired some action along the way.
That's the goal.
Stay safe out there, folks.
Be careful.
And remember your data, it deserves to be protected.